November 10th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says the loser in this presidential election was the truth. The one who proclaims to be the winner is united not to the people of this nation, but to evil forces who have dishonestly altered the results of the election. Their bid to power has the intention of taking away freedoms from the citizens of this nation. Too many lives have been lost in the history of this nation in order to protect freedoms that other countries wish they had, for a pocket of evil to destroy everything that wars were fought for. This is not a battle fought with weapons, but one fought with technology put to evil use. I do not ask you to unite behind this evil which works in darkness. I do ask you to peacefully unite in the truth. Protect the truth by speaking out for your freedoms. Unite in the truth, not in error which is poised to oppose my commandments. In this unity is your strength in supporting the truth and all righteousness. The one who is appointed the winner in this election is not the one who will make decisions if he is allowed to take office. There is a whole machine of evil hidden in the background who would do this. This nation's victory is in exposing the evil which changed the votes to bring an illicit victory to the foreground. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.